Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. Trumas Meiser, Shavel Bikurim, B'shtei Drachim. So Trumas Meiser is similar to Bikurim in two ways. V'la Truma B'shtei Drachim. And also to Truma, it also has two ways that it's similar to Truma. So the Mishnah continues. Nitalis Min HaTar Ala Tameh. So one is allowed to be Mafrish from Tar onto Tameh. V'shaloi Min HaMukov. And also when something is not right next to it. Kabikurim. Just like Bikurim. This is the two ways that it's like Bikurim. So these two things, Shaloi Min HaMukov and Tar Tatameh, really go hand in hand. Because, for example, by Truma, regular Truma, not Trumas Meiser, but by Truma, one is not allowed, Midrabanan at least, to take from Tar Tatameh, because we're afraid that you're going to do it Shaloi Min HaMukov. Because you're not going to do it when it's next to each other, because you're going to be afraid that it's going to be a Metamet, and that's why we said you can't take from Tar Tatameh. So they sort of go hand in hand. Because Bikurim is Pashtu, like the Rambam says, a person is allowed to be Mafresh Bikurim on some of his trees, and that is enough to Pater the other trees. The trees aren't technically right next to each other, obviously. So obviously, when you're Mafresh Bikurim, it's Shalom Min HaMukov. So also, Trumas Meiser does not have to be Min HaMukov. And Taisis Yontif brings the Yerushalmi in Trumas that says, how do we know the Trumas Meiser does not need to be Min HaMukov? Because the Torah says, Mikol Masroi Seichem. The drasha is Echad B'Yehuda ve'Echad B'Galil. So you could take off Trumas Meiser even if what you're taking off is in Yehuda and the other in Galil. And the Rav explains, and obviously if you can be Tarim Shaloi Min HaMukov by Trumas Meiser, therefore you can be Mafresh from Tar Al Tameh, because the whole reason that you normally can't be Mafresh on Tar Al Tameh, like we've said, is because we're afraid that you'll do it Shaloi Min HaMukov. But when Shaloi Min HaMukov is Mutter, there's no fear, so therefore you can be Mafresh. Vayseres es Hagurin v'yesh l'shir k'truma. The Mishnah continues that it can aser. Trumas Meiser can aser the Gurin, meaning that if you have a heap and you don't take off Trumas Meiser, it's tevel for Trumas Meiser. You're not allowed to eat it. V'yesh lo shir k'truma, and there's a specific shir. Unlike Bikurim, Trumas Meiser does have a shir. It's Meiser min Meiser, just like Truma. Now, Truma, we know, doesn't have a shir. Even a small amount is a shir. Now, we did say the Mishnah Rishonah said it has to be something choshev for a nesina. But I guess there's still no shear. It can be a very small amount that's considered truma. But the Mefarshim explain, Tosfos and the Rush, that there is a shear by truma lamailo, which means is that truma, there's a maximum shear. You can't give a whole thing truma. Bikurim, you can give a whole field bikurim, like we've said. But truma, you can't give everything, all the fruits, as truma. So in that way, since truma has a shear, when you look at it that way, so Trumas Meiser also has a shear. Obviously, Trumas Meiser's shear is a little bit more exact.